Hey, Elissa Walker-Campbell, back with you in hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway with some MLB news and notes, always connect with us. Open invitation. You can join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And all of our interviews are listed and posted at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab, or you can go to my website at eRadioSports.com. Always a pleasure to open up the mic and have with us live in studio one of my favorites. That is Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. And you know what, Andy, it's so hard to believe the All-Star game's on Tuesday, but here we are. We're at the midpoint of the season.
It's been an interesting season for sure. You know, we've looked at a lot of these teams. We talked about who's good in April, who's good in June, and there's a lot of teams that came out of the gate playing looking like there are playoff teams, World Series contenders, and then reality hit. And we've seen other squads where they struggled all through April. They look like they didn't know how to play baseball anymore. All of a sudden, they're right back in the race. A lot of things start to even out. But this whole second half of the season, a lot of it's going to be whose pitching staff can't hold up, who burned their entire bullpen up in the first half, who has pitchers that can throw 200 innings and still be successful in August. That's going to be typically the key. Who are the second half teams and who are just the first half wonders? We see that every single season.
Well, Andy, you bring up some great points, because when we dissect the American League and look at them at the half point, I mean, if you like parity, I mean, this is exactly what you're going to get, because 11 of the 15 teams are in the hunt for those playoff positions.
Yeah, this is going to be a crazy second half for the American League. And last year, we saw a lot of that where I feel like the whole league was just kind of mediocre, and that's what kept everybody in the race. This year, I wouldn't say the league is exceptional. We've seen better years for the American League. We don't really see a ton of complete teams, but we do see some more competitive teams this year, and I do see a bundle of teams that have a much better chance to win the World Series this year than last season. I mean, you could go from the AL East. You see the Blue Jays starting to figure this out, all bunched up. The Orioles to have an incredible offense this season. The Red Sox, an incredible offense. Do these guys ever figure out how to pitch? Are the Blue Jays figuring out how to hit now, which they didn't do early in the season, mixed with better pitching than they had last year? The Astros, the comeback they've made. Can the Rangers really play at this pace? Because a lot of people think they're playing over their heads. And then you have out to the Central, the Indians, an incredible winning streak, 14 straight games. They're the hottest team around. Their pitching staff is the best pitching staff you're going to find, a team that nobody wants to face in postseason play. The Royals, it looks like they're falling apart with injuries, but they're still the Royals. The White Sox are still in this thing. The Tigers are hot. I mean, you look at all these different teams. There's only five teams that can make postseason play in each of these individual leagues. A few of these squads will fall off in the second half. It will get a little more clear who's good and who isn't by the end of the season. Regardless, though, this is really good for baseball, really good for the trade deadline, and see what's going to happen with this bunch.
I know, Andy, we're focusing in on the American League, but what team do you think is the most complete in all of baseball right now?
It's easy to say the Cubs on paper. We've started to see them struggle. If I'm talking just not regular season, because I think the Cubs still probably end this year and have the best win total of all the teams in the Major League Baseball. We're talking complete. Who's going to go out and win a World Series? I'm going to take the Giants every single time. They have the ultimate weapon in Madison Bumgarner. And if you get to postseason play with Bumgarner, you now have Cueto behind him, Jeff Samardzija behind him, and then all of the experience of guys that have won championships on this team, that's a juggernaut for anybody to face. And it'll be a lot to ask for somebody to try and knock the Giants out in postseason play, even for the Cubs if they win over 100 games this year. Those teams to me are 1A and 1B. These are the two teams that really have the best shot to win a title. But again, in baseball, it only takes one hot team to screw everything up for everybody.
Well, you talk about the Giants. Madison Bumgarner, I mean, he should have been in that home run derby, don't you think?
Oh, I want him in that home run derby badly, you know, but you know, I know Bruce Bochy isn't a big fan of that, and it'd be kind of weird to have a pitcher, but, you know, this guy, he's not only a great pitcher, he's a fantastic hitter, and it would be interesting to see if he could hit balls out of Petco Park.
He is back with us, Andy Pondillo, with our weekly MLB news and notes tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and hour number one, such an honor, the president of the Houston Astros, Reed Ryan, stopped by, had a wonderful conversation, and I tell you what, Andy, they have completely turned this season around. What's been your impressions at this point?
It's been interesting to watch this bunch just bring it all together. You know, we looked at a team that was offensively sound through the first four hitters of the lineup for a lot of the year, and it just fell off the map immediately. A top half of the lineup that really had no depth outside of it. Now you're starting to really see the guys like Luis Valbuena, Marwin Gonzalez really pitch in. We've seen Evan Gattis come back and, you know, not put up great numbers, but when you're hitting home runs in the eight hole, it really deepens that lineup. Kobe Rasmus has been that okay player that the Astros like. Power, great defense, some speed. You look at this lineup, it's still around that seventh and eighth in the runs category when you talk about team offense. It's not a spectacular offense. It's a spectacular top of the order, but now it's starting to show some depth. You start to think and you start to look at this team and believe that maybe they're a little bit better than what a lot of people gave them credit for early in the season. And 7-17 is a tough start for any team to overcome that. That
brutal.
Takes months.
Yeah.
That will take months to figure out and how to get over. Unless you win 14 games in a row like the Indians did, it's very unlikely to try and get out of that hole. And the Astros have done that. You got to give them credit. That bullpen, to me, though, is still the X factor with this team. Even in a tough game where the Astros only score two or three runs, more times than not, if you turn it over to that bullpen with the lead, they're sealing that door, and that has really gotten the Astros back into the race.
Well, the good news for the Astros fans is that they are gaining on the Rangers. And how do you see the Texas Rangers right now? Because they pretty much, I would say, have been unstoppable for a lot of this year, but they're finally starting to get bit by that injury bug.
Yep, it was only a matter of time, and that's why a lot of people are always skeptical to pick the Rangers to do a whole lot. An extremely talented team, an extremely talented offense, an even better farm system at times. I mean, just this team has been amazing at the type of talent they've been able to pipe through. Yet you look at their rotation, it's a very good rotation when it's healthy. Derek Holland, an injury guy. Yu Darvish coming back from Tommy John. Kobe Lewis, not exactly a guy who does a whole lot of conditioning, so you kind of wondered when he was going to go down with an injury. You know, it's tough to win when you have that many injuries in a rotation. Their bullpen, to me, is definitely not a durable bullpen, but they've put a lot of innings on that pen. You know, so far, you can't really say too much negative about the Rangers. The wins and the losses are what speak at the end of the day, and maybe this is just a slump. They get over it, and they continue to start winning games again, but it is a very difficult recipe to try and get through 6 months of the season with a banged-up starting rotation, and then the bullpen usage they had has been so high and so taxing on a pen that already isn't very deep.
Andy, refresh my memory. Where did you have the Rangers coming into this year?
I had the Rangers finishing in second place. I felt like they're a very strong team. I felt like their offense is more than capable of putting up a high amount of runs. And I thought that if this team were to stay healthy, maybe they could be a 94-95 win team, but that's just too much of a big if. If it's not a pitcher going down, it's, you know, it's Beltre or Shin-Soo Chu, and this depth is constantly going to be challenged. It doesn't make them a bad team. It's just, to me, the difference between 88 wins and 95 wins. You know, I think if they continue to struggle to keep their pitchers in the game, they're going to go right back around that 88-87 wins that they had last year, and that could be enough to get them into a wild card position. It could be enough to win the division. I just wasn't so sure that they were as good as what we have seen in the first half, mainly because I just don't trust these guys to stay healthy. It's not a knock on the organization, though. The lineup is the best in the American League West by far. Their talent that they bring up through the farm system, Nomar Mazara, has been nothing short of amazing. Now, this is a good team.
Our very own Andy Pondillo with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. My final question for you is, what team are you the most worried about? I mean, if you were going to face them, is it the Orioles?
If you're looking at the American League, it's very tough right now to kind of figure out who the true candidate is. A lot of people probably would have gone with the Royals this year. Obviously, the back-to-back American League titles, World Series championship. And if they get into playoffs, they just have that magic. But really, on paper, that's a banged-up team. Moustakas out for the year. Wade Davis is hurt now. The starting rotation has been less than spectacular. It feels like all of a sudden the baseball gods that did everything right for them in the last 2 years have kind of gone against them now. They want some other teams. I think right now, if I were to pick one team in the American League I would not want to face in a one-game playoff in a short series, it's got to be the Cleveland Indians. We're talking pitching. Their pitching 1-5 is better than everybody else out there. That's going to be the default until someone proves me otherwise.
Well, things are certainly heating up. It is the midpoint of the MLB season. Looking forward to the All-Star game on Tuesday night. Thanks, Andy. We always appreciate when you drop by.
No problem. Always fun.
Stick around. Things are heating up. Yeah, that's right. We're going to be talking some NBA free agency with our very own Joe George right after this quick timeout.